seconds to play. Hawks up two. How'd you come up with the stop?
Just focusing on personnel, just knowing that Enough was a capable shooter, so I had noticed. Almost had a switch miscommunication error, and last minute was able to close out. Just playing the read, I know I had a few swipe down fouls early, and I kind of trusted it. More times than not, I get those. So I just kind of stuck to my guns in that moment, just so instinctual, kind of reading the play, knowing that when he spins, where the ball was going to be, and just trying to make a play.
Night two of a back-to-back, yet four different Hawks players scored 20 or more. What does that say about the overall versatility and depth that this team is playing with right now?
Just capable, and guys are playing with confidence, and we all give each other confidence. We're all feeding off each other. It's good to see everyone contribute, and it's a lot of fun, you know, seeing my teammates succeed and for myself to have success. And it goes to show that you can win, play together, and it doesn't have to be about, oh, how much do I have? And, you know, it's reassuring in that state of mind. So I think what it's doing for us is allowing us to trust each other more as well.
You mentioned fun. Jalen Johnson tonight with 28 points, 11 assists. How much fun is it playing with him?
It's amazing to see his growth, honestly, and it starts from things that nobody else sees, you know, just his dedication to his body, taking care of himself, preparation, being prepared. He does a lot of work on the back end, you know, to make sure that he's available. And it's really cool because he's so young, you know, so imagine how long he can do this and like the growth that he's going to continue to make at this pace. It's amazing, and then he's having himself a year so far.
Scary.
Nikhil, this is the second time you guys have slept a back-to-back. I'm just curious how you guys continue to fight through the fatigue that comes with that.
I think it's just being in the present moment. You know, they were on a back-to-back, so I think it kind of took away the excuse we had. So it was just kind of about wanting more, coming down with the key things. And trust me, we felt it. I know I felt it all game, and I was trying to mentally tell myself to just show up as best I can somehow, some way. And when you just break it down to one possession at a time, I think it makes things a lot easier. You just lose yourself trying to compete. The adrenaline kicks in, and you're just back to a normal game. And I think mentally, we were all there together when it mattered.
Can I ask you just about the slap down? Like, obviously it was a game-deciding play tonight, but we've seen you do it all season, probably, you know, as long as I've been watching the Hawks, better than any other player. Like, when did you learn that? How did you start getting good at that? How did you tweak it and perfect it and all that stuff?
I think it just kind of started when I really focused on playing defense. When I try to pride myself in being a defender in this league and understanding like where my minutes were going to come from, and it was just instinctual, just one-on-one playing defense, understanding guys on the gather, on the pickups, ball placement. And sometimes you kind of bait into it with body placement, like forcing him, cutting him off on one side. So once you do that, there's only so many alternatives to a counter. And once he gets into that counter, you kind of know, okay, this is the motion. More times than not, doing it offensively, you're going to know, like, okay, I can either scoop here or try to go quick. I knew with the time and had the feel in the moment to time it.
If I could take you back, like, when you got traded to Utah, like, way back when, mm-hmm. You were playing kind of fairly consistently and then maybe not as much in Utah. The other day, Mo and Asa were talking about being in Quinn's Breakfast Club. And I think they had that something like that in Utah at the time. Do you remember, like, were you in that group then? Do you remember anything of that? What you took away from that?
I think for me, it was just work. You know, when that trade to Utah really made me a professional and set the foundation to my routine that I have now. And it really helped me each year grow in becoming a pro and in all ways possible. Discipline in my work, finding my identity through my work, trusting my work and so forth, all the cliches that they talk about, kind of started there. And I definitely remember, for me, my mindset was, you know, I could potentially be at the NBA. So let me just make the most out of the Breakfast Club. Let me make the most out of, you know, the high level facilities and, you know, snacks on the plane. Like, it's everything possible. Because when, you know, when you hear stories of guys in the EuroLeague and going to other teams, it's not all it's cut out to be, you know, there's a lot of sacrifices that you have to make. And I just really appreciated everything, and from the gratitude of that, it kind of turned into more.
We have been able to talk to you since it was announced that you had signed with Converse, and obviously we know, you know, Shea's relationship there, but what went into you deciding that that was a place you wanted to be?
I think the main thing was, will I be able to be myself? You know, even though Shea and I have a connection, I think a lot of times, even to this day, due to his success, and he deserves it, I get deemed as the cousin, you know, oh, that's Shea's cousin all the time. And it's fine. No, it's not wrong. I am his cousin. Sure. So, but I think signing with Converse, it was an opportunity that I got to be more than that, but at the same time working alongside of him, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of creating my own identity through an opportunity and getting to partner in something really that meaningful to me.
Why did you wait in line instead of, like, you could have pulled the cousin card and gone and gotten the sneakers instead of, you know, having to camp out for them?
I had them, you know. It's just the concept and the purpose behind it, you know. I've camped out before for shoes that were less meaningful to me, and it was a little bit of a nostalgic feeling, being able to just hang out with my friends, pull an all-nighter, talk, and, you know, order Wingstop, like, just do all the little things, sit on lawn chairs, talk, and it was really cool. I enjoyed it, you know. To say that I got to do that for something meaningful, it definitely hit different.
Just real quick, they counted that swipe down as a block. Just wondering, would you consider it a steal or a block?
I guess it's a shot attempt, because once it goes into the gather, I've noticed that a few times now. I've noticed that a few times when I go back and I'll see, like, thinking I had 2-3 steals and they counted as blocks. But either way, I'll take it. I'll take a steal. I'll take a block. Yeah. Another form of rim protection.
Cool. Thank you.